Chase, what's your evaluation of how it went out there
today? It went well. It was good workout, a lot of shots. Altitude didn't get me at all since because I've been in Utah working out. But, no, it was good competition. It was good pace. I thought it was a great workout.
What'd you come out and want to show for these guys?
I think I wanted to show that I could shoot the ball, but I think, you know, that's kind of what I do, so everybody knows I can do that. But I wanted to show, you know, I go hard, I have pace, and I have a little bit more to my game than just shooting. You know, I really competed in one-on-one. I played hard on D, showed I have a little off the dribble, and I wanted to make shots too, though, because you always want to show you can still do that. So, but I think I did a good job, worked hard.
Did it add anything to have Brandon Taylor from Utah here?
No, it was probably more of a relief just because I know him a little bit since we played, and we've always been cool. So when I saw I was working out with him, it was kind of cool because I'm not going against like an unknown guy. So that was good, though. Brandon competes. He plays hard, and it was a good workout.
Did you guys tease each other at all about the rivalry?
No. I'm done. I'm out of that scene right now, so. Now Brandon's a good dude, man. He works hard. He's a good player. I think we both have a mutual respect for each other, and we didn't even talk about it. We're cool.
What's your professional path right now? How do you see this playing out, or what are your hopes?
You know, hopefully I can get a couple more workouts with some teams and make a summer league team. That would be best case scenario. But if not, you know, if I don't get any more workouts or no summer league, you know, I'll probably go to Europe and play. My agents have been talking to some teams over there, and I think, you know, my game translates really well to the European game. So but I'm not trying to look too far ahead, but hopefully I can keep working out and get a couple more workouts.
What's the biggest thing you've learned throughout this process?
I think staying ready and staying in shape. I think, you know, once you're done with college, it was a job in college, but it's now you got to be professional. I think, you know, I got this call Monday night, you know, from my agent saying, you know, I have a workout, and so I think you got to be ready always and stay in shape, and it's your job, so I think you got to take it really seriously. And I've always taken basketball seriously, taking my body, nutrition, and all that stuff, so I think that's the biggest thing now that I'm done.
Coach Rose was here today. How has he played a part in this process for you, and did that mean something for you to have him there?
Yeah, it was cool to see Coach Rose. I knew our assistant coach Tim McComb was coming. I saw him yesterday, but I didn't know Coach Rose was coming, so it's cool to have your coach, you know, from college who believed in you in the stands and kind of supporting you. But, you know, Coach Rose, ever since I got to BYU, he's given me a lot of opportunities. I'm very grateful for that, and he's been great to me. So, you know, he always knew that I wanted to be a professional basketball player on some level. So he's helped me out, you know, every way he can and kind of provided encouragement.
Brandon said you shot the ball really well today. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Was it the drills or in pickup?
You know, I've just been shooting a lot of shots, and, you know, I think over the last 2 years I've made a lot of shots at BYU, and I think that's because, you know, I've just kind of freed my mind and honestly not really cared. I came into this workout saying, you know, with a lot of swagger and just being me. So, you know, I just try and go out there. I try and show more than anything is pace and getting to the shot really fast. And some of them went in. I wish I could have shot a little bit better, but, you know, my shot felt really good today, and, you know, I just tried to put them up there.
Did they put you through the 100 threes drill?
Yeah, they did at the end. It's a good drill. I've actually done a little modification of that at BYU. Mark Pope, who's at UVU now, kind of we one summer. That's kind of all we did. So I had a little cheat sheet to that.
You shot it pretty well today.
Yeah, I don't know what my number was, but I shot pretty well. I had a couple bad spots, but, you know, I shot pretty well.
You talk to Tyler at all about playing overseas or what his experience has been like? Overseas?
Yeah, I've talked to him ever since he's been over in Spain. We talk probably every 2 weeks, and I just talked to him now. He got back like a week ago, so I think we're going to start working out together. But, yeah, I've kind of asked him, you know, what that's like and also what kind of this pre-draft stuff is like if you get a workout and how to stay ready, what do you do in the workouts. So I've talked to him a lot, and also Kyle Collinsworth, who's going through it right now with a lot of workouts. He's one of my best friends, so we talk a lot, but – I think both of those dudes have kind of helped me and talked to me about the process a little bit.
How many workouts have you already had?
What is it?
How many workouts have you already
this
had?
This is my first.
This is the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Kyle saying about his experience going through this process?
Kyle said it's a grind. He's working out in Vegas right now, so I think it's been tough for him to be away, but he said he's been playing really well. Doing really well, but he said it's a game of recovery for him. It's really recovering his body, getting ready for the next workout, and kind of being professional. And that's kind of who Kyle is. He's very professional, takes it very seriously. So he'll be a good fit for a lot of teams. He's a great player.